Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name's Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobeski, and please welcome our two shenanigrific guests. We have Tony Huff.
Thank you very much. I'm here now.
And Paul Wilcox.
Great to be back. at 1 p.m. on the first Saturday of the month.
By the way, Dottie's fate, like her whole, she like was like just turning as you kept going higher and higher. Her head was like, huh?
Do a barrel. So we're here.
That's right. We're here to discuss the latest shenaniganza. This one, I don't know that we settled on a pronunciation, but it was something like shenana marinara.
Yeah, I don't think we finalized just, how many rows.
That sounds like an engine that like isn't quite turning over.
I was just going with marinara, so you all okay. Decided on multiple. You guys decided on multiple rows.
At some point, I think just me and Paul just started doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was more about the performance. We didn't canonize anything.
I mean, it could have been like Shenana Star Trek, so.
Yeah, could have, but we'll save that for another day.
You can cut that, Charlie. I thought that was going to get a bigger laugh.
Okay. I don't understand it one way or the other, so.
Because you weren't there, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, the people that were there just didn't laugh.
And it's just you today, Charlie, so you're the only one standing between reality and us.
Oh, no.
And I refuse.
Yeah. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about politics, are we?
You can talk about it, but it might get cut.
I'll just say there's a lot that happened during this. Like, Biden's no longer president.
I mean, some of that we'll talk about just by virtue of it became bits. So.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the loophole to the politics rules on the show? Is that if it's part of a bit? We could talk about it.
Yeah, well, basically.
All right.
The funny thing,
a shenanigans
is like, yeah, like the funny thing was that I was thinking about this. I think the last time we did a full like shenanigans where we were under like one roof for a week was when COVID hit.
I think that's right.
And so we're just having like major, like every time we meet, we're just having major historical precedents, like that we're just living through.
That's right.
You know, like a country shut down because of a virus. A president is not seeking a second term. Like it's insane. So
I think at this trajectory, maybe it'll be like, oh yeah, all major countries hit their climate goals this year.
Except one.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice if it was a positive, like, you know, thing. Like, oh, we're paying all mortgages across America. Right, Paul?
So, yeah. Yeah. Tony is currently in his marina era, hence Shenana Marinara.
Are you saying my marina era? That's amazing.
Yeah. I did not hear this. That was bit. Paul.
That's amazing. I did not hear this bit.
Paul, do you even remember that?
You know, I think I vaguely do, but not enough to not be like, yeah, it's marinara era. Marina era.
So that means that Tony lives in California and we went and visited him for a week. Well, I went and visited him for a week. Paul went a little longer and actually kicked things off. So I'll let him take it away. And well, Tony, they can both talk.
So it starts when I wake up on the morning of my flight and see unprecedented Windows outage.
Oh, right. That also happened.
I forgot about that.
Affecting airlines, especially the one I was flying with that day.
Delta.
And yes, Delta.
Oh, wow.
We're not afraid to name the major airlines here. But, you know, so I was a little nervous about that because the flight wasn't delayed or canceled. And I just almost couldn't believe that. And I took the Michigan Flyer there. So I didn't really have the luxury of like waiting a little bit longer, but it took off. The plane showed up. It took off on time and I landed roughly when I expected. So it was really, and everything went better than expected. But it was kind of funny that every screen in the Detroit airport was a like blue screen of death with like recovery options or whatever on it. So you had to get to your gate to, you know, just hear it manually called out.
Yeah. And you see that and you're like, oh no, I could probably fix it. Just thinking about asking if you can.
Yeah. I didn't know yet at the time that it was, you know, I was like, well, see that workstation in the cage behind that? Try me rebooting it like 12, 13 times. That might do it.
Oh no, it wants a BitLocker code.
Yep, that's when you're screwed.
Yeah, so I drove up, picked Paul up.
From where?
San Francisco.
Oh.
SFO. And I was like, Paul, we can go to the casino and get like cheap drinks. We decided against it. More because I didn't have money. But it took us 3 hours to get back to Monterey. It kind of sucked.
I just really loved diving straight into the California traffic.
I was like, oh, and welcome to California. Here's traffic.
it's five lanes, and they're all just kind of intermittently crawling. It's normal.
I think we were going 20 miles an hour at one point in Santa Clara. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Cruising.
Yeah. It actually felt like that. But me and Paul, during that time, we became Chapel Roan fans.
Okay, yeah.
We learned. Also, Charlie 100 fans.
Charlie 100. I'm glad that stuck.
Yeah. I've been saying that to people at work, and they don't know what to do.
They don't like it.
I met with, that's not 100, and I'm like, my friend Adam taught me this. So...
Would you prefer 90-10?
Actually, I would. That's the messed up thing. But yeah, we made it to Monterey. We went to Las Cazuelas and got some food, which I think Las Cazuelas also is the unofficial sponsor for all of our food.
Yeah.
When you left, Paul, that's all we went to.
We did go 2 days in a row. That's true. Fantastic. You were like, where do you want to eat? And I was like, let's just go back to Las Cazuelas. It was good.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
So my one of my coworkers, she was throwing a party for her birthday. So we ended up going to a party. I feel like I ate 10 tacos there. But you beat me, Paul.
No, I think I was the 10 and you had like 8 and regretted not having 10.
Oh, okay. So I just in my mind have said I had 10.
I mean,
I feel like I did have 10. I feel like you went for 12.
Didn't really?
Or you went to 10.
I mean, college, I feel like I think I had 10, but I also wanted more. So yeah. And I'm willing to round up.
She had a taco truck there. And so we just kept going up and asking for more tacos. And the cool thing was that I got to use my Spanish in front of Paul, and Paul was not really impressed, but I think I impressed him.
That's what matters.
You know, I wasn't not impressed.
Thought there'd be more words.
I just knew. Yeah. Like I just knew what you said though. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh, Trace Tacos. Yeah. You're like, Trace Tacos Asada.
Trace Tacos Al Pastor.
Isn't it tacos?
Tacos.
As the Chicago would say. Or the Brits.
I should have just went like full like quiero un burrito. But I didn't.
Trace tacos, por favor.
Is that like British?
Yeah.
Or like that was like Australian.
Whatever. Shut up. Talk about your first bit that happened there.
What was our first bit, Paul?
Oh, was it at the pinata?
Oh, wait. Oh.
Well, pinata too. There's a lot happening.
Yeah, I just opened up my notes. Oh, well, we went. Some of these we can't say.
Charlie, are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening intently.
I need you to laugh so that it doesn't sound like an echo chamber.
Okay.
I can't wait till that's just like cut and replayed multiple times.
Ha 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 ha.
What a douchebag.
I can't. I'm like remembering some of these, Paul. Like the little Greek boys.
Oh. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I don't know if we should retrace our steps on that one.
Or the sister Australian accent.
Yeah. These right. are the bits best forgotten.
So they had a bouncing house, and one of the dads ended up going to the top, and I was able to get all of the children to scream backflip.
They were chanting
in unison as he was up there. We're like, backflip, backflip, backflip. And he tried. He was not successful. They had a piñata there for the kids.
Oh, no, I'm impressed the way you said that, Tony.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just had to let you know.
That's the pronunciation of a guy who can order for you.
But it was just a bunch of white people that were just like enjoying this. And so I turned to Paul and I was like, is this appropriation? To which Paul said, this is a forced bit. And so he put me on notice. Anything appropriation for the rest of the day.
Because I think... Did I declare it a forced bit after you tried it like another time or maybe a third time?
Probably, yeah.
No, Paul, is this appropriation?
I really wanted to know.
And then also during that time, there was one of my personal favorites. He can see.
Yes. Well, this kid was... smacking this piñata piñata so good, and I just screamed, he can see. Which turned into like this like Tim Robinson, Tim Heidecker like character that's like at a party and just like screaming like cheering for the kids to fail. Calling them out when they're cheating.
Yeah, it was a good, it became a good character.
And then we ended up doing some karaoke. By the way, Paul killed Copacabana. I mean, just everyone loved his. They loved his rendition of Barry Manilow. Oh. They were definitely Fanilows.
Yeah.
How long have you been holding that one?
Since this afternoon.
Okay, good.
But as I was singing karaoke, you know how like sometimes you have, there's a moment where there's like an instrumental break and you can say whatever you want to the microphone because you're the one that's up there. One of the instrumental breaks, I started like saying like, hey, you know, I don't even remember what I was saying. And then Paul just screamed out, no riffing. And everyone laughed at me. I was mortified.
Paul's a real purist.
He really was. Yeah, he was. Yeah. So then I started screaming that, but nobody laughed. Everyone loved Paul.
I can riff. I know how to riff.
Yeah, I know. He goes, it's not me, it's you.
That's a Tony rule. No riffing.
It was a Tony rule. But that was our day there. And then, we ended up going up to the Bixby Bridge, and I showed Paul some of the beauty that the California Highway 1 has to offer, which unfortunately, Adam and Brianna, I wasn't able to show you. I guess actually we could have, but we didn't realize that we would have 10 hours of free time.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Exactly, yeah. The only reason I say that me and Paul were able to kind of go do some sightseeing on that Sunday was because we ended up going to the Customs House in Monterey. It's like landmark number one in California. It used to be it was actually the site where they signed the Constitution for California. Mexico actually built the Customs House. And so we just walked in as if we owned the place and just jumped into to a tour. And we were listening. And
I think there was like maybe two other pairs on this tour.
Yeah.
And like we even like reached out and felt the thick leather belts. that they used
to. Yeah, they were like, show, like, oh, it was like a touch and tell thing.
Yeah. And then as they're like, as she begins leading the tour outside and we kind of, you know, begin to follow. She's like, actually, so this is a paid tour.
In which our Midwest instincts turned. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I'm so, I didn't even realize. Oh no, that's fine. Don't worry about it. But you can't go outside with us.
Yeah.
You can't sit with us.
I think she might have even said like the rest of this tour is paid or something, like as in like, I can't remember exactly how she phrased it, but it was pretty funny. As in like, I didn't say this yet. I gave you the free tour.
The free part. Yeah. The rest is paid.
You can only eat the spaghetti in this tour of Italy.
Oh, Charlie, I also forgot to tell you. So obviously we did the free tour. That turned into our thing is like we started saying like we're going to sneak into a paid tour. But we never really had opportunities to do that.
There really wasn't a lot else we could sneak in for free. We didn't know how good we had it.
But one of the things from doing karaoke that I completely forgot to talk about, I don't know how I did. Many different types of people at this place, young and old. And one person came up to me, don't know if she was drunk or not, but started like giving me compliments on my singing, which I was like, oh, like, thank you so much. You know, she's like, oh, you're like, I loved how you sang these songs and things like that. I was like, thanks, whatever. And she's like, because, you know, like, I feel like you're just like more attractive, like when you like sing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. Like, thank you. She's like, because, you know, like, let's be like, you're not really anything to look at.
What?
If I saw you, like, I wouldn't think anything, but, like, when I see you sing, like, it's better. So I was just like, oh. Okay. And I was just like, you need to stop talking. She's like, I have a husband. It's fine. Like, I can say this. I was like, you need to stop talking right now, because I was feeling good when you were saying I was a good singer, and now I feel like trash.
I'm glad you got that off her chest. You know,
it was just it was the way in which she said, like, you're nothing to look at.
Is this somebody you work with, or it's was it the party of
someone? It was a friend of someone. Yeah, so like,
oh, I see. Yeah, so someone you'll never have to see again, hopefully.
Yeah, but yeah, but that became a thing, is that I'm nothing to look at, but Paul is something to look at.
Not a good singer though, so.
Oh no!
Actually, I don't know that. I don't know that.
Well, something to look at. Good at singing. Good at riffing.
People like it when he riffs.
Yeah. So there was this couple that was at we were at this Thai place, and like I couldn't stop watching them because they were like sharing each other's food, and one of them was this like hot curry, like just like soup, and he was like giving it to his partner. And, like, he was like, don't, like, it's too hot. And he just kept pushing it into his mouth.
Yeah, to like the point where he grabbed the spoon. Like, no, all.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll feed myself.
Didn't you say it was too high as well?
Yeah, it was, like, way too high. So, like, he, like, was, like, lifting his, like, head and everything. Like, what are you doing? All right, Paul, you're going to have to help me with this one.
Okay.
Ron and Alfredo's intimacy issues.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then wait, Tim the Toolman Taylor, whole bar.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's okay. I think that was the next day when we after.
That was Monday. We did trivia.
Yeah, okay. So we did trivia and then this came up. When we were talking,
who's Ron?
He was a guy who we made up at Alfredo's who had a tab.
He was a barfly.
Yeah, he was like a regular that we made up, and I think I brought this up when we were out in Carmel the next day, because he was like, oh, put it on the tab, and
oh yeah,
and I think what he was talking to the bartender about him saying, you know, my wife says I have intimacy issues, but everything I know about intimacy, I learned from Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
and then the whole bar... And the whole bar goes,
all the regulars sitting down the bar, like half listening. I'll just have to, their Tim mode was engaged.
What do you think of that bit, Charlie?
That's a good bit. Yeah.
It's a good bit.
I didn't nail the setup, you know, like it was, but it was, that was the takeaway. It's Tim the Taylor.
I just like that Ron has a tab at Alfredo's, and then we were like workshopping the whole thing. Like, he doesn't always pay it off.
Yeah. Well, that's a tab.
So, well, no, but I mean, like they always have to like have the conversation with him. Like,
he had to beg for this beer before he mentioned him the two.
Yeah. Later. And then he goes to like other guys like, hey, they're asking me to pay my bill, but like I can't pay. So can I like, can you pay it? And then I'll pay you next week. And then like, I think he was taking like title loans out on his car. And
oh, you didn't tell me about this part. This got dark.
Yeah. They're doing like payday loans. Yeah. We like really made him a degenerate.
Yeah.
If he was real, I'd be sad. Right now,
but he's not, so I can laugh.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, another one I have is declaring when someone is mad.
Oh yeah, because I was playing this video game.
Oh yeah.
and Tony comes in and says it's just the same music
like over and over.
Okay.
And then, you know, I was like, yeah, that's video games, you know. And then later I brought it up and you were like, oh, you're mad about it.
I didn't realize you're mad about it.
And then that's when you were like, I like declaring someone mad.
Yeah. Because like that is actually something that happens in Shenanigans. It's like someone will bring something up and it's not like, it's not like a big issue, but like, oh, you're still thinking about this. You must be mad about it.
You seem so mad.
You seem mad. And it's always better when someone tells you that you're mad about something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It really smooths like, over like, the situation.
Yeah, when someone's like, oh, you're so cranky. Did you wake up the wrong side of the bed? Yeah.
But you can't be mad.
Those are all chili dog.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about hot dogs a lot, too.
We're not there yet.
I don't know where we're at because... I'm at a silk with a C.
All right, that's where we come in.
Okay.
So Brian and I arrived in Monterey because they have an airport, and American does flights from Phoenix to Monterey direct.
Oh wow, very nice.
So
it's amazing.
Yeah, it was very nice. The plane flight was nothing too exciting. It was one of the smaller planes, but it wasn't a Boeing, so it was okay. And so, yeah, we arrived and Tony was like, you guys hungry? We were like, yeah. He's like, well, I know this Mexican place called Las Cazuelas that we could go to. And we were like, okay, that sounds good. So we went to Las Cazuelas for what it turned out for Tony and Paul was the second time. And we ordered stuff and somehow the topic of Pilk came up, which is Pepsi milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow the topic of Pilk, but instead of Pepsi, it's Coke. So that makes it silk.
No.
Which then turned into a bit about, like, you know, the silk, like almond milk or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Like ordering silk and being presented with a mixture of cow milk and Coca-Cola.
I was thinking the opposite, where they gave you the silk with an S and you're like, no, bring me some milk with this? Coke in it.
That could where also be one. Yeah.
Where's that brown hue I ordered by silk?
No, silk with a C. So yeah, that was that bit. And then, if I remember correctly, we then went to Target because Tony had not let Paul go to Target prior to that point.
Yeah, Target is only a place that Adam is an Adam sanctioned place in my mind.
And no one is allowed to go to GameStop, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so we were going to that party on the Saturday, and we went by GameStop, and Paul was like, oh, can we go to GameStop? And I said, now? Which we learned is the Midwest equivalent of no. This is like, no, we don't have time. But we're too nice to be like, no, we don't have time. It's like, now? Like, we have so many things that we've planned.
Because
then we made
tied Paul's in with this wife. Character of like, well, you wanted to go to this place. But if we
if we go to GameStop, then we're not able to go to the one place that you wanted to go to. So I guess we could change our plans.
And while we were at Target, we were buying supplies. And so we're in like the candy aisle, and they have one of those little baskets of like a pack of four individual Sour Patch Kid Oreos. And there's like another group there. And they're like, oh, I want to try this. And they picked it up and they walked a couple of feet. And I was like, don't try it. They're terrible. And they like turned. They're like, really? I was like, it's so bad. So they went and put it back.
Oh, nice.
Stopped commerce in California.
But also I contributed to commerce because in addition to picking up the usual supplies like pop, I also spotted on clearance limited edition Hershey's white cream with sprinkles and popping candy bars.
You did.
So wait, I got a six pack.
You said, was there an and in there? And popping?
Yeah. So white cream with sprinkles and ellipsis popping candy.
Oh, okay. Still confusing, but technically, I guess, yeah.
I like that it's enlarged to show detail.
It is enlarged to show detail. So I bought a six pack and then told people, I'm buying this for the podcast. Don't eat it until then.
No, okay.
I made it. I just opened it right now.
Yep, I'm opening it too. And Paul, go for it.
Yeah, I can't believe I made it this long.
It looks like it should be
eating it, Adam?
Yeah. It looks like it should be a peppermint almost.
Yeah, it looks a lot more like peppermint bark once I'm looking at it in real life.
All right, go for it.
This seems like the sort of thing that would be a good, like, sort of mini prank, like at Christmas. You just put a bunch of these in a bowl. And yeah. People are like, oh, yeah, white chocolate peppermint. And it explodes in their mouth.
Oh, I guess it is popping a little bit. I can feel it once I stop chewing. I guess it's supposed to be like fireworks or something.
Oh, it is like popping. Wow.
So, yeah, white cream that pops in your mouth.
Yeah, it does pop.
What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like what I expected, but I would just say, yeah, this is the kind of thing that's right up my alley, really.
The popping?
Well, and like the white cream with sprinkles.
Oh, we know you like the white cream.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the white stuff.
I do.
Oh,
okay. That was a pretty good burst of popping. I can really feel it in my, wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're missing out on this, Charlie.
Yeah, no, it sounds pretty good. I've not seen this.
I could do without the popping. It like keeps going.
It does keep going. It's still going in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just a side effect. Like I can hear it like in my ears. I'm like, oh, okay. Now with Hershey's, now with auditory distress.
Now with unpleasant sensations.
Yeah, it's kind of like how there's like the Pop Tarts that are cookies and cream, but there was also for a while, even at the same time, like the chocolate with white cream or something like that, Pop-Tart, that was not cookies and cream? I wonder if they talk about that in the movie.
Bran watched the movie.
Oh, yeah?
I watched a little bit as I walked in and out. It seemed aggressively fine. So, so we went to Target. And then when I had earlier, before leaving, had asked Paul, hey, should I bring anything? He was like, yeah, bring your Switch dock. So I did. And so we hooked it up to Tony's TV. And then Paul also had his Steam Deck hooked up, so we ended up playing a lot of video games.
Okay.
And so Paul is showing me his Steam Deck. He's like, don't look at that game. Don't look at that game. That game's okay. I was like, oh, you have Vampire Survivors. Let me try that. So I did, and I liked it a lot, so I bought it on Switch that night. And so pretty much every morning, we would just play Vampire Survivors. Because it turns out, apparently this wasn't true at one point, but now it has couch co-op.
Oh,
yeah, it was really cool.
Okay, yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. Thursday, don't remember what we did. Oh, we went to the tidal pools, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, we went to Asilomar.
Yeah,
probably. It was like Asilomar Beach. We went to Pacific Grove.
Tony had a lot packed in for us to do, so we were busy.
Oh, is that where we went?
And that's with watching me play bass fishing for hours.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Did we do the escape room? We must have done that on the Friday.
Yeah, that was Friday.
Did we do the arcade on Thursday?
Yes, that sounds right. Yes, that's what we did.
Okay.
Because afterwards, we went to that restaurant, and then we bailed, and then you had the inspiration for the Goog.
Oh, the Googie Grill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But while we were there, Tony had to work on the Thursday, like during the day. So Paul had the vehicle, and we were just kind of tooling around a little bit. So we went to Best Buy. We went to Target again.
Oh, yeah.
We bought Tony a coffee mug that said, "Love you, Grandpa." Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why Tony's our grandpa now. But while all this was happening, major news was occurring in that Kamala Harris had recently become the presumptive Democratic Party nominee. And Charlie, I don't know if you saw Charlie 9010's tweet.
I heard about it.
Kamala is brat. Well, that got a lot of play at Shenaniganza, except we kept, instead of brat, we kept saying brat.
Yes.
Which turned into a Kogel's bit. It was something like, "Kamala is brat. She'll serve the curve just like Mamala used to do."
Oh, jeez.
I get that about right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that came up a lot.
Should I have the notes? See if Alexa can get the notes going?
Yeah, you could.
All right. Alexa, play notes.
No, we can't hear it.
Well, she's not talking right now.
I found 15 notes.
Oh, we can't hear that.
First note, French kids. Second note, show wolf. Third note, daddy participated by farting a lot. And fourth note, Paul is mean. Would you like to hear the next four?
No, we'll stick with these four. Okay, so she hear those. So what do we have there? We had
French kids.
French kids.
Let's start with that one. So Tony had a lot of stuff planned for us, as I said, or not planned, like suggested that we went, like, yeah, that sounds great. And so one of those was to go on a whale watching tour. And so we decided to go to Monterey early, get some breakfast in the town, and then head over to the whale watching at the pier, or to the boat that was at the pier. That you don't watch the whales from the pier. You don't, can't see anything that far. But so we were sitting there, and it's a nice restaurant, and it had an outdoor seating area, and there were a couple French bulldogs sitting out there, very well behaved. And Brianne said something like, "Oh, those French are very well behaved," or something like
she
that.
She said Frenchies. Those Frenchies. Frenchies.
And Paul thought she meant French kids.
Like, oh, those French children are very well behaved.
Surprisingly well behaved.
Surprisingly.
And that's the bit.
So we went off on that.
Yeah, we were like, you know, I was doing voices.
And Paul's like, "Oh, mama, like, chocolate."
So we are walking from the restaurant to the pier area. And we pass in this little, like, courtyard area that has, like, outdoor restaurant seating. And most of us notice that there are two children sitting there with their parents talking to each other in French, asking for chocolat.
It was like a Truman Show type of thing. like, what the fuck?
We willed those children into existence.
We did. It was amazing. Mama, chocolat. Oui, monsieur. Eiffel Tower.
All right, so that was French kids. What was the second thing?
I don't know. That's what I was asking. Okay, should I ask again?
Yeah, I just don't remember what you said.
Something about a wolf.
Alexa, play the notes.
Sure, wolf.
I found 15 notes. First note, French kids. Second note, show wolf. Third note, daddy participated by farting a lot. And fourth note, Paul is mean. Would you like to hear the next four?
No. What is daddy participated by farting a lot?
I don't remember that.
I think that's Donnie.
Okay. Oh!
Oh,
that's how Dottie was... participated in shenanigans. She was very gassed.
Yeah, Wolf is. Oh my god, I was so mad. So Alexa has these like trivia things, right, where you can like play and it's like 90s pop or whatever it was, and then you have to name the songs. Well, one of them was She-Wolf by Shakira, so I said She-Wolf Shakira, and then she's like, I'm sorry, you didn't get all the points. It was Shakira She-Wolf. And I got mad.
Yeah, you seem mad.
I was mad. Daddy, and then Paul is Mean.
Paul is Mean was, he was on a Steam Deck playing this game called, no, the Exit 8 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it was.
And it's this stupid game where you just keep walking through this infinite loop, and if something's different from the norm, then you're supposed to turn around and walk the other direction.
Okay.
So at one point, like, he turns the corner, and there's like this outline of a figure in the tile on the far end. And Tony and I are like, oh, there's the anomaly. That's the thing. You should turn around. And Paul's like, what? I don't see it. And he keeps walking forward. And we're like, no, it's right there. And he says, I still don't see it. Keeps walking forward. Tony literally gets up and points at the screen, at which point the figure starts running full pelt at us. And it turns out that Paul saw it the entire time. He was just being a dick.
So mad. That's not a goof, Paul. That was Mean.
Yeah, we were mad at him. Like, we were actually mad. We're like, too far. There's bits, and then there's that. But yeah, we went to this cool arcade where basically if you paid like $10, you got to play unlimited games for an hour. I think if you paid like 20, it was the whole day or something like that. But it was pretty cool. And I went around setting high scores on various machines. And Tony kept telling me, you know, they reset those every day, as if that somehow invalidated my high score.
Why even try, Adam? Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Give Adam, up. Look at how big the one on the board is.
Adam, were you mad?
I was mad, actually. You're belittling my talents of playing Frogger for 5 minutes. So, but yeah, that arcade was really cool. And then we went to Googie Grill, which was a little pricey, but super delicious. So that was Thursday. And then Friday, I believe we played Vampire Survivors.
Right.
And we went to an escape room in Monterey.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. The guy running it didn't have to give us any hints. Is that true?
Yeah. He never gave us any hints.
I felt like we asked him one time, but no, maybe we started to and then realized what we were doing.
I kept checking. I kept being like, is he not? Like, there's no checkpoint. No one's come in here and said, hey, hurry up.
Yeah, so no hints. We escaped in like 41 minutes. The guy said it was one of the best times he'd seen. And it was a good time.
Everybody contributed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best way to do escape rooms, is not have everyone just crowd around the same puzzle every time.
Yeah.
Divide and conquer. You know, Charlie.
I do. What was the theme of this one?
We had to like find some gems.
Gems, gems, gems.
Okay.
That were like, this guy died and he's a collector of things and he had these four gems.
Maybe he was
hidden someplace. Yeah, we don't know.
Because he could speak from beyond the grave, or possibly he put his mind inside an animatronic, and the gems were going to destroy the world if we didn't contain them in time.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like a haunted parlor with a secret room that was a chicken coop for some reason.
Yeah, we never figured out why it was a chicken coop.
Yeah, but it was a good time.
All right, we need Alexa again.
Yeah, we might. So I don't remember what we did Saturday.
Alexa, play the notes.
I found 15 notes. First note, French kids. Second note, show wolf. Third note, daddy participated by farting a lot. And fourth note, Paul is mean. Would you like to hear the next four?
Yes.
Fifth note, I'm not mad. Sixth note, it's just the same music. Seventh note, no Griffin. And eighth note, you're something to look at. Would you like to hear the next four?
Yes.
Ninth note, foot dressing. Tenth note, Kamala is rot. 11th note, tiny doll hand. And 12th note, Vehicular comedy surf the curve. Would you like to hear the last thing?
No.
Okay.
All right, so we covered that second set, but there's some third set stuff to talk about. We want to start with Tiny Doll Hands or Vehicular Comedy?
Yeah. Tiny Doll Hands. Paul?
I don't think I can be the one to tell this.
He's shy.
Was this after we were playing
Feet? It was a thing that happened to me then, and it's a thing that will happen to me now.
I think this was after the Feet game, yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
So you need to talk about the Feet game, Paul.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you have to chronicle
that. You have to come out about the Feet.
I really have to. We really have to put this in the show, huh?
Well, yeah, you're a natural obsession with Feet.
I thought they were just two separate instances of perversion.
Well, tell us about the tiny hand then.
We were out at a different restaurant,
Lala's,
and our waitress came over, and
she was an attractive waitress.
Yep, she was
the kind of waitress that Paul might rub the feet of.
Maybe we should talk about the foot game first, just to really set the context. So Adam's scrolling through my games and then unexpectedly goes over to my wish list, which I forgot to clean up. I knew to hide a few games in the library, but I forgot about down there at the bottom of my Steam wish list, a fun little game called Her Feet.
Okay.
And it's a game in which you're presented with several scenarios. I believe one is in the office with your coworker. One is with your realtor,
who may be your sister.
I think that may be the roommate.
Oh, sorry.
But it was translated by, I'm going to stick to it, was translated badly, and that's why they said sister. And then there was a fourth one. I think it was probably the diner, but I don't know if you guys saw that one. The goal of the game is to pick the right action choices, dialogue choices to be able to rub those girls' feet in those situations.
Charlie, you know, right? You've played it.
I get it. Yeah,
I hadn't bought it. It was just on the wish list, but I think it was on Monday when I noticed.
Let me pull the text up.
Yeah.
It was Monday, July 29th at 2:35 p.m. local time. You received a notification from Steam. Her Feet from your Steam wish list is now on sale. So he took a screenshot and sent it to me.
and then I bought it after we got home.
But back to the doll hands.
So, yeah, this is the good part. So she comes over to the table, and then just after she, starts talking to us, she turns around and is like, oh, and some kids had moved behind her to get somewhere else. I think she said, I felt a little hand on my leg. and Tony looks at me and goes, Paul.
I did.
I think this was good. Was this payback for me being mean?
Yeah, probably.
And then I don't remember exactly how that became. I had a little doll like arm with a with a little hand on the end.
Yeah. Because it was totally the little kids that touched her, but she didn't know.
I mean, she did know. But
she said it was very clear.
But there was a moment where she was like, it could have been this man.
With his baby hand.
With his baby hand. that I know he has.
He keeps a little baby. He keeps a little detached doll arm in his pocket for plausible deniability.
Yeah. Occam's razor would suggest it was the children. However,
I will never forget Paul's face. He just looked at me like, why did you say that? And then Paul wasn't able to look at her the whole time.
Because he knew she turned into. Done.
Exactly. Yeah. So she ended up being Sumo.
His new Sumo is this waitress.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you saw more of her than you did Sumo.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Which,
can we talk about how it's been 9 years later and we're still talking about Sumo?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Charlie?
Yeah, it's a long-lived bit.
It's less a bit and more a lifestyle, I think.
Yeah. We're
thinking about this. It's been, so what? So 2015 was the first Shenaniganza. So next year is 10 years of Shenanigans.
Shenana decades or something.
Shenana XC. X. Hold on.
XCX minus XC.
Yeah. Oh, that has to be it. XCX minus XC.
Zuh.
And we might need to I think we need to start making our own shirts now. We also went to look for shirts this year and everyone was upset. Everyone was mad.
I mean, I think we settled on an okay shirt, but I definitely felt like Saturday. A settle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only they had more and appropriate sized Bratz shirts.
Yeah, they were only girls mediums. Which Paul was fine with wearing.
I'll sew in extenders.
No, you won't.
You're right.
I'll just wear it as is.
I'll just stuff it on and let it be a crop top.
What do you think of that, Charlie? That mental image.
It's in there now.
I like to ask Charlie what he thinks of stuff so that he feels included.
I feel included. I feel like I'm there with you.
So then tell us about vehicular comedy, Charlie, since you were there with us.
Oh, that was the one where... is that where you tell jokes to people by rolling down the window and just yelling jokes at them as you go by?
Not in this case, although okay. I wouldn't put it past us to do that. Yeah. No, what's vehicular comedy, Tony?
That's when I use...
Besides always being funny.
That's when I am driving and then someone says something and I pretend to run pedestrians over or run into a car, pretend I've lost control of the brakes.
Make sudden U-turns or start to jerk the wheel.
The U-turns, you guys are just not used to those being legal. That's not my fault.
I was the one who freaked out for the first six U-turns.
But
Brian did not like that bit, at least initially. Caught her off guard.
Yeah, that's the best part of the bit.
Yeah, she was like, please don't or something. And Tony was like, vehicular comedy is always funny. Or possibly it's never not funny.
It's never not funny.
Yeah.
To pretend to run over people. Or when people are, in the crosswalk and you just step on the gas a little bit.
I don't remember. You never did any of these things.
You did the swerve. I remember. You did a
wheel jerk.
Yeah.
If it was pedestrians, you would have heard it from me.
Yeah. Oh, you sound mad, Paul.
We forgot all about the Friday call. Wow. How could we forget about that? So, took us a little bit to get going because we were playing Vampire Survivors. But Tony was like, there's this Indian buffet in Pacific Grove. We should go. And so we were like, okay, let's do it. Just let us finish this round of Vampire Survivors, which is half an hour. So,
right.
By the time we got done and everyone was ready to go, we're on the road, getting onto the freeway when Tony gets a call. Because he's on call. Although he probably would have gotten this call anyway.
I got a call from the chief of police from Monterey that there was an emergency at one of the dorms where someone had received a package that contained a white substance. Immediately thought of anthrax. Everyone else was thinking of fentanyl.
Well, as I told Paul, we knew it wasn't fentanyl because the cops hadn't passed out at the thought of it.
Exactly.
Well, the problem with this is there's like too many. There's too many white powders in the world. There's exactly. only a couple of them that are really like super dangerous.
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah.
Hey, what's more dangerous, fentanyl or anthrax?
That's a great question. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I would rather receive fentanyl in the mail, just saying.
Please send fentanyl to
to us.
This loose fentanyl.
Got a PO.
In an envelope, please.
Get a podcast PO box.
And all we're just getting sent fentanyl. Well, anyway, so I get there and like everyone's in the car. So I go and talk to them, and all I'm hearing is, "All right, we're starting unified command. Like, this is emergency, you know, whatever." And so I just like either called or texted Adam. I'm not leaving. I can't go.
Yeah, you called me.
No.
You guys need to go. I'm gonna be here for a minute. And so then Adam started to back out
badly,
and there was a fire truck like directly behind him, so he just Austin powered it like out of.
And Brian said she could see Tony with his arms crossed in the rearview mirror, pretending he didn't know who we were.
I had no idea who these people were.
Oh wow, it sucks for those random people to try and get out right now.
Yeah, exactly. These people who are not from California.
So while Tony dealt with TikTok trends, we went to McDonald's, and then we went to a Goodwill, and Tony had told us, oh, that Goodwill's pretty terrible. And we were like, we don't believe him. And then we went there, and we're like, no, this is pretty terrible.
Yeah, that was horrible.
But we did find unopened copies of Pandemic and Disney Villainous, so we bought them and gave them to Tony as gifts.
Oh, all right, nice.
And they were like $7 each, so it was a good deal for everyone.
Are we allowed to follow up on what happened with Tony? Or is that privileged information?
That's a Tony question.
Yeah.
We made it. All the tests came back negative.
Did you say it was a TikTok thing? Or that was a theory?
That was the theory. It was some sort of TikTok craze. Is that like people send white powdery substances to people they don't know.
Oh my God.
Then, oh yeah. My God. This is the world your child gets to live in.
No, Tony. Children. He has two now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Children get to live in.
So then we went to a Chinese restaurant for dinner, and it was delicious. And then we went to the local discount grocery store, and I bought a throw blanket that had Among Us characters on it.
Okay, yeah.
And
it was a killer deal.
Which started Adam's buying of all things Among Us.
Yeah, because then I went and played Vampire Survivors the next morning, and Paul was out because he had been up real late playing her feet or something. I don't know what.
It's probably bass fishing, but
it probably was bass fishing, actually. But
it could have been her feet. You're right.
That's after I get into bed.
So I grabbed the Switch. I went to Tony's kitchen table, set it up, and I went and downloaded the Among Us DLC that exists for Vampire Survivors and just played that for like an hour and a half because that was on sale. Probably still is as we record.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
So Vampire Survivors is a sort of bullet hell game.
Oh, no, I know that.
So DLC stands for downloadable content, where if you pay someone, a company, more money, you can get more features. And one of them involves Among Us characters and an Among Us map. That cover the bases for you?
Yes.
All right. And yeah, the reason I bought that is almost certainly because I bought a $7 throw blanket the night before. But also, it turns out the Among Us DLC is a lot of fun. So a win for everyone.
How did I spend $94 at I Am Ty?
Oh, that was the one where we sent it to you.
Yeah, looks probably. Like
it. I also spent $1.84 at Walgreens.
That was for the Dramamine.
Oh, you bought a
water.
Bought a water.
Water. Okay.
Because I was like, you're not having mine.
Yeah, nobody would give me their water, Charlie.
It's California. Yeah.
Yeah, so we learned that
gas or grass. No one drinks for free.
We learned that MSU FCU has a member to member function where you can just send each other money directly if you both have MSU FCU accounts.
Okay. Yeah.
And it goes through immediately.
Yeah, instantaneous.
We were passing a lot of money like back and forth. I think that's why there was a time I tried to use my card and it failed.
Really?
Well, I had to buy a flight for work, and it took me like 3 tries to get it to go through. I was putting everything in right. It might have been my browser.
We went on a whale watching tour on Saturday, and we got to see some whales up close. I learned 2 things on that trip. Thing one is that whale breath reeks.
Oh, it's horrible.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Smells real bad.
Like fish or like something itself? Like
death.
In and of itself.
Like rotting fish?
Mm. Like the day when they come clean the
grease
the Snyder grease
traps?
Sewer or whatever. You
know? Everybody knew what it was. Okay.
Yeah. So that was thing one I learned. Thing two I learned is that you should not use the bathroom on the ship until you have fully gotten your sea legs. Because when I went in there and there was no horizon to look at, suddenly I felt very sick.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had to go sit down and they're like calling out like whales and stuff like, oh, there's whales on the right side. And I'm sitting on the left side going, I'm just going to stay here. I'm good here. Oh, do you want to come see the whales? And I would stand up and I would go, I'm good, and sit back down. So they went off to the front of the boat to like the right side. And I was just sitting on like the front left, a little further from the bow. And
do you think the Dramamine helped you, though?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I think I probably would have actually thrown up if I hadn't had the Dramamine in my system. Because I could feel it, not like fully surge, but kind of getting to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could feel it a little bit, but I could control it. So
it didn't help that like there were multiple people just like over the side of the rails, just like bleh.
Yeah. I think I personally saw 3 people throw up. Tony, I think, saw another one. Or was it Tony or Paul?
At least 2. I saw at least 2 other people from you.
But while I was sitting there on the left side, suddenly a whale did a thing basically right in front of me. So it did like the thing where it like flips its tail up in the air and then goes down or whatever.
What were they calling that, Paul? Cool. It was a
tail
flick or something?
Yeah, I feel like it was something like that.
Paul.
Fluke? Is it tail fluke?
Oh, maybe.
It might have been a fluke, yeah. But Paul got to see a couple of lunge, what do they call them, lunge dives or lunge feeding or something?
Yeah. Yeah, where they like lunge up out of the water. I saw like, I don't know, the top part.
You could like see all the grossness of them. It was cool.
Yeah, I saw like where, you know, the bottom part where they're like, they got the, is it like the whiter part of the humpback? There was another one too that came up and it was like facing the other way. So I saw its top and then it just like flopped back. And apparently that one wasn't even lunge feeding. It was just coming up with some style, I guess.
Yeah. It was cool. We got to see a lot of humpback whales. There were a lot in our area.
There was, like even just off on the horizon, you'd just see little, you know, you'd see splashes of them just popping up all over the place.
And I'm pretty sure we saw one do a full like breach.
Yeah. Yeah. I think on the way back, I remember that.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, that was a whole whale all the way out of the water. Like,
it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we saw some sunfish, some mola mola that just are like, they're like 2,000 pound fit, or yeah, like 2,000 pound fish. They just are like flat in the sun, and they're saying like the birds come and like eat the parasites off of them. And the only reason I say that now is because I ended up getting a trivia question right because of it last night. So I felt like I was like, I just saw this. So sometimes trivia is like that. You go and do something and then it immediately cashes in.
Wow. Life experience. It's, you know, you'd think that studying would help, but sometimes you got to go touch grass or whatever.
Exactly. Ass, grass, and ass.
ass, ass, or ass. That's our only currency here.
Ass, grass, and ass.
Feet, socks, or stockings. That's all we trade in. Oh, we forgot. I don't know if we'll keep this in, but we forgot about the bit where I paid or... I go to a massage parlor and pay to rub the customer's feet.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right. All the while you were insisting you weren't a feet guy.
Yeah, Paul's not a feet guy, but he really wanted to, like, to massage the other customer's feet. Like, but he pays to do your feet.
I'll pay you to rub your feet.
Yeah, it was funny.
Say instead of selling plasma or something, like, I gotta go down to the massage parlor and get my feet rubbed. That's right. I can pay rent.
Ooh. That makes it darker.
And then after the whale watching, we all passed out for like 3 hours at least.
It was a bad night. It
may have been the Dramamine related. We're not sure.
We were all drugged.
Yeah.
And also, we saw churros that night, but we couldn't find them.
Yeah, we never went back and got them. So we had to settle for churro ice cream bars.
Yeah, we were in line, and like there were people that had churros, and we're like, how the they have churros?
Monday, Tony went to work, and Paul, Brian, and I went to Monterey Bay Aquarium, where I don't know if you know this, Charlie, but they filmed part of Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home there.
I remember that.
It's pretty exciting. I took a couple photos. We went outside at one point because apparently every child in the world had decided Monday was the best day to visit Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very packed. There was a rude boy named, I kid you not, Karen, who Brianne encountered, and now she hates Karen because she was standing there looking at like some jellyfish or something. And this kid comes up and pushes her way in front. And the mom's like, you're being rude. And the kid and Karen goes, I'm not being rude. She's being rude. She should move for me. And Brianne had to walk away so that she didn't murder this child. I think I'm more impressed that someone named a boy Karen. That seems like a double whammy of a name.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a name like Karen or something, or like sounds very much like Karen, or just, I don't know.
You know what? It could be, but we live in America where that's going to get pronounced Karen.
Right.
So, but yeah, the aquarium was really cool, but it was very packed with children. At one point on the upper level, we went outside and Brianne was like, oh, thank goodness we found some like space for you. And I was like, yeah, I'm looking out for you. And then she found out that the reason I was out there is because I recognized the angle from Star Trek IV and I wanted a photo. She was like, wait, is this why we're out here? And I was like, it can be two things.
Yeah. I also like that it's the first thing you've posted on Facebook in years.
Good way to come back from the dead on Facebook.
And then resubmerge once again.
Much like a humpback whale.
Exactly. Which we're in Star Trek IV.
See, it could have been Star Trek Nanaganza.
Could have been. I feel like Monterey Bay Aquarium really missed a trick by not selling Star Trek merchandise in their gift shop, because I feel like I would have been required to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if they'd had Cetacean Institute shirts or George and Gracie whale shirts, like, I would have been like, you got me. Here's my $50.
They might have them in the back or something, a box with some dust on it.
No one's buying these. So yeah, that was Monday. And then Tuesday was our last full day. We just kind of hung out. We made Paul play a couple very stressful board games. Yeah. Felt a little bad about that. I think his brain power was kind of gone from sleeping in the studio apartment on an air mattress all week.
Yeah.
By the studio apartment, I mean Tony's living room.
Yeah, so. I like to yell at people to get out of my room.
You feel like you only did that maybe once. Maybe you're doing it to Tony a lot.
Yeah, probably.
Guys, I need some alone time. Can you get out of my room, please?
What did we do on Tuesday? Is that when we went to the library?
That is when we went to the library bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
Found a bunch of stuff. Cool stuff. Paul found some jazz CDs, I think.
Yeah, I got some good... good things.
But like jazz CDs that he was actually looking for.
One of the albums, which I wasn't necessarily specifically looking for this, but this was one of my top albums, was Moanin' by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, late 50s. And then there was this, the Klaus Ogerman Orchestra, Gate of Dreams, which I really did not expect to find there, but was actually, when I walked in there and saw some of the CDs they had, I was like, I wonder if they have any Klaus Ogerman Orchestra. So that was a rare find there. And then I got the first two Counting Crows CDs because I have damaged my copies that I got in middle school.
And you got Backdraft.
And I got Backdraft in a CD jewel case for some reason. And they produced DVD. It like this? It's a movie, but you could sure hide it on a CD shelf.
Was it like really early on packaging or something? Was it like one of the first DVDs?
They didn't look pretty crisp.
Decide on the format yet? I don't know.
That's a good question, because when I think of like the oldest DVDs,
you know, like a mini disc,
or like the clamshell, or the little lock cardboard with the lock case.
Yeah, the cardboard face with the plastic back and lock.
Yeah,
like this almost feels like it was a very late, like, okay, just throw it in a jewel case. We have some of those. Like,
yeah,
but I mean, it's got a nice quality printed. You know, it's the kind of jewel case that has the clear spine. So that's what makes me think it's kind of on the newer side, because it's not like it's in the black, whatever, that kind of textured plastic.
Yeah.
Like corduroy.
Your standard jewel case.
Yeah.
Tray. And then, so Paul got some stuff. I got The Civil War, the Ken Burns documentary on DVD for $3. Okay. That was pretty cool.
That's a great deal.
And something called The Secret Policeman's Balls. Which is a bunch of concert films of British comedy. So a lot of like Monty Python and stuff. Rowan Atkinson, Hugh Laurie, it says. I haven't watched it yet because I've been watching The Civil War. But yeah, so that was a good time. Have you been
watching The Civil War, Adam?
Yeah, I've watched the first two episodes of 9. It turns out, I don't know if you knew this, the Civil War started in large account because of slavery. So I'm learning a lot.
I'm going to have to ask my Republican congressperson about that.
Let us know how that goes for you. So yeah, I got those. Brianne got some soundtracks. She got like the WALL-E soundtrack. Yeah, it was a great place. Would recommend to anyone in the town of, let me say this right, Marina. Keep wanting to say like...
It still sounds weird.
Wow, he said
to me.
It right.
I know. I keep wanting to say like Marina or something.
Marinara.
The Marina era.
Marinara.
I am in my marinara era.
Just pour that sauce on me.
Just. I'll get the mott sticks with triple marinara, please. Actually, one. I need one cup per stick.
I like to just use it as the stick as a spoon.
So just you sucking like the end of the mozzarella stick.
Oh, turn into a straw for the marinara. Yeah.
It's just down to the cheese. You look like you could suck the breading off a mozz stick.
But yeah,
you're ridiculous, Paul.
This is now a filth podcast.
The Friends of Marina Library Bookstore was really cool. Recommend. And then it was time for us to bid each other farewell, because Paul was on the early bus to San Francisco Wednesday morning. So.
Yep, it was an early one.
Oh, but before that, I forgot to mention we were playing a game called Villainous, which is probably fun. But it takes a while, especially when everyone's learning. And at one point, Tony's very large clock attacked Brianne.
Oh, no.
And fell off the wall and hit her in the wrist.
Oh.
And bruised it very badly. But fortunately, she went to urgent care when she got back here, and they confirmed that it had not broken or fractured. It was just a bad bruise. So, yeah.
How long it had been on the wall?
2 years.
3 years. Whoa.
I think it was getting pretty late. She was, you know, a little tired and just brushed against it in just the right way to
dislodge it. Yep.
So this was after she had broken a Tigers baseball display that Tony just had propped up in his kitchen. So she felt really bad about that.
Which she shouldn't feel bad about that, because it was free. I've had that for so long, I don't even care. They didn't even win the World Series that year.
I know, it was just the closest they got in a while. Did they get swept in that series?
I think so, yeah, when they played the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Oh, but Paul, you didn't talk about, we did talk about you going up to San Francisco in the thing, but the Michigan Flyer going through Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really hoping my flight's going to take off, get on the Michigan Flyer. We get to Brighton and the bus stops, you know, when he opens the door, and I'm like, okay, we got like, it'll be here for like maybe a couple minutes. So I go straight to the bathroom and shut the door. And like a few seconds later, I hear like a slamming on the door and then like a rapid jiggling of the handle, like someone like forcing open the door. And so I just zip back up and I open up and I'm like, what's going on? Is it okay to use this? And it's the bus driver. And he's like, oh, well, you didn't say anything. I didn't, you know, didn't know anyone was in there, but can I use it real quick? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, seemed in a hurry. So I just kind of sat nearby. My first thought was like, oh, no, he's going to just blow this thing up, you know.
Whole timeout lounge.
Yeah. And I say this with respect. He looked like a guy who could really blow up the bathroom. And but he's quick. And then he leaves and it's all mine. And I go in and I prepare myself. I think I got a couple more minutes. And then all of a sudden the bus just takes off like jerking. Real like hard stop go aggressive city parking lot driving. Just like I was just like, I just had to grip the bars and get like slammed around with my pants down. And then I finally was able to go when we were stopped at a light somewhere heading towards the highway in Brighton. And I made it out there alive, but I was a little bit beat up after it. But I didn't expect when he was like, oh, can I go first? He was just going to be like, okay, it's your turn. I'm just going to jerk the bus around for a while.
It's got a schedule to keep.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paul went to San Francisco on his way home and his flight got delayed.
Yeah, did. And I thought it was going to be not so delayed that I would, you know, miss my Michigan Flyer, but I did. So I had to catch the very last 10 p.m. Michigan Flyer out of DTW. But actually, I forgot something. I don't think I told you guys about this going through security at departure. In true Paul fashion, I left another like out of compliance digestive aid in my bag, in the form of an opened but nearly full, well over the 3 ounce limit, bottle of Pepto Bismol.
Oh. Yeah, you're talking about like your uncontrollable diarrhea.
Yeah, and so my bag gets pulled aside, and I'm like, crap, you know, because I have like the Steam Deck and the Switch. Everything's like so perfectly and tightly packed, and this Pepto Bismol is on the bottom. And like, as the guy pulls it aside and is going through it, I was basically like, yeah, you pretty much have to unpack the whole thing to get down there. And then he pulled it out and I was like, oh, I forgot I had that. I guess I'll probably have to get rid of it, huh? And he was like, do you need it? And I was like, well, guy, I mean,
I don't want this guy on the plane.
Take as much of it right now in front of me as you want.
Get it down to under 3 ounces right now.
Chug, chug, chug. But he put it in some scanner thing and then put it back in the bag and said, I'll let you pack this up, you know.
And that's why his flight was delayed.
Wow.
And so while Paul was on his trip, Tony was at work and Brandon and I spent a bit of time out and about. We met with Tony for lunch at
the Googie Grill.
We went back for the lunch. It was good. Some of the best chips for a fish and chips, like fries, I've ever had anywhere.
Oh,
really good.
Yeah.
And then our flight kept getting delayed, but we were in Monterey, so we could just hang out with Tony for more time. So we did. And he was like, well, I guess we have time for dinner. What do you want to do? And I was like, let's go back to Las Casuelas. So we did.
Top Gun.
You know, when I saw that text, I was kind of wondering. I was like, how late is that flight? I didn't even Think about that.
So yeah, it got delayed 2.5 hours.
Oh.
Ultimately, and we learned it was because it was one of those like shuttle flights, like it starts in Phoenix, it goes to Monterey, then it comes back. But whatever the plane was in Phoenix was having problems. So they ended up just getting another plane. Whereas before, normally it was like a smaller plane with like 2x2 rows or whatever. This was like a full Airbus 319 with like 3x3 rows. But they like had planned there. They booked the flight assuming it was the smaller plane. So like when we got on this thing, like the flight attendants were just walking down going like, oh, are you two together? No? Okay, you can have this row up there because there's no one else up there. And they were just like spreading us out across the plane. It was great.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so like I had the window. Brianne had the aisle. I moved my personal item bag to the under the middle seat so I could stretch my feet out. Ooh. It was great.
It was worth the delay.
It absolutely was. We didn't ultimately get back until like to the house until like 12:30, but still was worth it. Because it's not a bad flight. Like 1.5 hours and you're done?
Yeah.
That's like half an Infinity War.
Yeah.
Wow. Half of Infinity.
So I guess what I'm asking is, how many snaps would you give it, Adam?
Oh, I'd probably snap it out of existence a full 8 times.
Oh, so you'd keep it. You'd keep it off. Keep it gone.
I'd snap it out of existence a full 8 times.
But yeah, that was Shenana Marineras, and a great time was had by me and Brianne, at least, and I assume by others.
Yes, very much
so. I think it's safe to say by all.
And the weather was glorious. It was like 65 all the time.
Hey.
It was a little foggy.
Yeah, I didn't mind that though, because we don't really have fog out here. So it was nice to see fog again, and like real fog, not fog that turns out to be dirt in the air.
Good old dirt fog. Yeah. I had a lot of trouble adjusting coming back to the humid. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going outside till it cools down a little bit. And it did, so it's good now, but. Man.
I mean, that was me too, except it hasn't cooled down yet, and it's been like 110 degrees.
Yeah, you've got quite a few more months, I imagine, till you can experience.
Yeah, Charlie, it's cool. It's nice out here because we don't have to worry about global warming.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't happen out in California.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Well, in Monterey, I think it happens in a
very specific area. Doesn't get heat waves or fires, really.
Right.
Oh, we actually just had a wildfire. We just had a wildfire today.
Oh.
Is it out?
Yeah, the Cal
Fire. So that it doesn't count.
What are you talking about? It was a real wildfire. They named the fire, but I can't find it right now.
So what do you think of all of that, Charlie?
Yeah, it sounds like a very successful shenaniganza.
Yeah, so I guess our basic question is, when are you going to abandon your wife and children for a week and join us for the full duration?
Number 10.
Number 10. So
number
next year
XCX minus CX. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll hold you to it. Well, I don't know where it's going to be, but
we've decided it's going to be on a boat.
Oh, that's a horrible idea.
Is that
idea.
The cruise one?
Yeah.
Plus, we really need another foot guy to tip the balance back.
Yeah, Tony and I determined we're not feet people.
The funniest thing to me is how much less of a foot guy I am than you guys are both very much not feet.
Who's the least foot guy here?
I really have to lean into the character now, John.
Somehow I don't think you'll find that difficult.
No, it's kind of natural.
Is that everything? Did we cover everything? Did we miss anything?
I'm sure we missed things.
Anything important?
No.
Do we need to play the last 3 Alexa notes?
Okay, let's just see what she says. Alexa, play all of the notes.
Would you like to hear the last 3?
Yes.
13th note, beef house. 14th note, baby needs his binky.
Oh.
And 15th note, Harry rocks.
Baby needs his binky.
I guess we did not mention that.
That was kind of in retrospect, I might call that a forced bit.
Is this the one where we play Charlie Guess What Baby Needs His Binky means?
I think it is.
Okay. I'm guessing somebody, this person being Tony, got upset about something trivial, and Adam said this to him.
That is a much more reasonable interpretation of the bit than what it actually is.
Okay, let's see what it is.
How did it start?
You just started doing it.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Paul was a baby. Like, and he's like, wah, wah.
because I think it was my bed. I had set up, you know, the air mattress. And yeah. I think you, Tony, you might have said something like, I don't know. It was like getting kind of late and I was getting sort of hyper. And you're like, oh, this is when Paul like wakes up, you know. And I started like kicking my feet up in the air and being like, I'm a little stinker. And then I started going, wah, wah. And then I think it was probably somewhere in there that I said, baby needs this binky. So then, like, Paul as a baby just kind of became a thing that recurred a few times.
Wah, wah. And I was like, I'm a baby. Baby. Baby's I'm a bad. Little bit.
I need a diaper change.
Change me. I'm dirty.
What do you think of that, Charlie?
I think it's a good one. It's a good one to end on.
It's a good bit.
Yeah.
What do you actually think of it?
No, I think it was good. Like, I guess, I don't know. I don't think it's a little bit forced bit, I guess, and that just kind of comes out of nowhere.
It
doesn't have a lot of context beforehand.
What do you think Doug thinks of that bit?
I don't know. Does Doug listen to the Shenanigans episodes?
I think so. I think he listens to them all. He's a devoted fan.
I say 7 out of 10. That's my prediction. We'll ask Doug next time.
7 snaps out of 10.
Seven out of 10.
Also, he would bring it back.
An odd number of snaps.
All right. So that probably wraps it up for this deluxe edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. I'm Adam Gobeski.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. A special thanks to our two Shenana guests.
Oh, nice.
We've got Tony Huff.
Thanks for having me.
And Baby Wilcox.
Wah, change me.
All right.
I like Baby Wilcox. Like, I'm glad that I'm now the baby spice of the podcast.
Hey, thanks for coming along on that wacky adventure with us. You can see more of it on Facebook and Twitter.
And it says we have a website, www.gobeskiwallacereport.com, with more zany antics. Is this really what you wanted me to say?
I think that's the best reading we're going to get, so.
Fun for the whole family, including Grandma.
And Grandpa.
Oh, it's down at the bottom. And Grandpa.
You always forget Grandpa. Let's do it again.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes?
Kamala is brought.
This is what I hear.
She is a brat. A brat.
Love each other, baby. Ooh, brats. Talking about brats.
Brats.